stealing myself for the interview. And I'll tell Bob, he had this long hair down his shoulders and a big beard and he was a rave moving as he acted his own films. And I was greeted at the door by this charming continental gentleman, clean shaven with styled hair. He goes back and he gets out of his suitcase, comes out with a little piece of folded up newspaper, and he says, "This is special marijuana." I said, "Oh boy." All I remember is I was getting incredibly relaxed and that I was looking straight into his eyes. When all of a sudden, at the conclusion of a sentence, he said, "Like this." Wham, out from his face shot these radiating lines of patterns which proceeded to produce around his head a circular, shimmering mandala or kaleidoscope-like pattern with his face in the center and his eyes fixed on mine and the rest of the room vanishing into oblivion. And then his whole, he relaxed all of his features, the eyes which had been staring into mine like something supernatural, all of a sudden relaxed down the head. Lids came down and the face smiled and came back before the ears came back onto his face. And he listened to the visual effect and the mental effect dispersed immediately. And I was completely dazzled. I was dazed at the experience. He said, "All right, I want you to do the special effects." And I said, "All right." I said, "Well, you can have it." He said, "Good, I'm going to bring you to work." He said, "Now sell everything you own and come to Paris. The very end of your life."
And then he said,
thank you. I'm out. Don't. Yeah.